huge debts, millions in earnings failed to satiate Hunter Biden's hunger for crack, prostitutes, luxury cars. By Edwin Mora on April 10, 2021. Hunter Biden owes massive credit card debt after living like a high roller with access to millions of dollars linked to business dealings overseas that proved insufficient to satisfy his ravenous appetite for drugs, prostitutes, and luxury cars, the Daily Mail reported Friday. The Daily Mail published a bombshell report surrounding the potentially incriminating contents of a laptop purportedly owned by Hunter that was dropped off at a Delaware repair shop and eventually given to the FBI. On Friday, the Daily Mail unveiled contents of the laptop that go well beyond the emails first reported by the New York Post in October 2020 detailing Hunter's lucrative overseas business deals that helped him lead a drug-addled lifestyle, with prostitutes and luxurious rides. Ultimately, his lifestyle left him broke, unable to support his drug and prostitute habit and support his family. The Daily Mail summarized its long bombshell report, noting, Hunter Biden's wild spending left him with huge debts to credit card companies and desperate to avoid jail for unpaid taxes, DailyMail.com can reveal. Pictures, documents, emails and texts obtained by DailyMail.com from Hunter's laptop reveal he spent thousands of dollars on strippers and prostitutes. Biden even threatened to take $20,000 out of his daughter's education savings account. Pictures found on the laptop show what appears to be thousands of dollars worth of crack bagged up on a scale, and Hunter naked and in bed with women. The numerous expenses left him strapped for cash when it came to supporting his new family. In an April 2017 email, Hunter's company, Rosemont Seneca Vice President wrote to Hunter detailing how he faced total bills of $476,231.60, including $60,467 on three credit cards and $320,417.85 in unpaid federal taxes. In 2019, the FBI seized the laptop in connection to a money laundering scheme. Last December, Hunter and his then-president-elect father admitted that the U.S. attorney in Delaware was investigating the younger Biden over his federal taxes. Hunter reportedly made between $50,000 and $100,000 monthly working for corruption-linked Ukrainian gas conglomerate Burisma between 2014 and 2019, helping him fill his coffers with at least $6,070,150 from 2013 to 2016, the Daily Mail found. Nevertheless, the news outlet noted, leaked emails reveal how Hunter Biden was desperate to avoid jail for unpaid taxes. After blowing hundreds of thousands of dollars on luxury cars, prostitutes, drugs, and designer clothing. According to the documents obtained by the Daily Mail, Hunter kept a 2014 Porsche, an Audi, a 2018 Ford Raptor truck, an $80,000 boat, a Range Rover, Land Rover, BMW, and Chevrolet truck. He also spent thousands of dollars on strippers, including one who had his child, suspected prostitutes, and massive amounts of crack. Hunter told an Arkansas judge he could not pay child support for the child he fathered with stripper London Roberts, even as he rented a $12,000 per month home in Hollywood and was driving a Porsche Panamera at the time. Ultimately, he settled the case with Roberts out of court after the judge ordered him to produce his financial records. The Daily Mail noted. The bombshell cache of 103,000 text messages, 154,000 emails, more than 2,000 photos, and dozens of videos from Hunter's laptop and authenticated by experts retained by DailyMail.com are packed with revelations conveniently missing from his newly published memoir, Beautiful Things. The pictures, documents, emails, and texts reveal that despite reporting more than $6 million of income from 2013 to 2016, Hunter's bacchanalian expenses left him with huge debts to credit card companies and the tax man. Some of the pictures show Hunter half-nude, with only a bathrobe on like the late Hugh Hefner from the Playboy Mansion. Only instead of a cigar, Hunter is reportedly shown smoking what appears to be a crack pipe. Other pictures found on his laptop show what appears to be thousands of dollars worth of crack on a Cheech and Chong branded scale and Hunter naked and in bed with likely prostitutes. Like most drug addicts, Hunter sung Klo, threatening to take money from his daughter's education savings account. The walls began to close in as his business dealings, described as shady by critics, came under the microscope of conservative media outlets such as Breitbart News. At the same time, the Democrat-allied mainstream outlets ignored Hunter's overseas deals. Although his money situation reportedly appeared to substantially improve in 2020, allowing him to pay the District of Columbia a $453,890 tax bill just 6 days after it was issued, that did not last long. Hunter was unable to keep his high-roller lifestyle and support his family on over a $500,000 a year salary, and he had to borrow money from one of his companies to keep himself solvent. Eric Schwerin, the president of Hunter's company Rosemont Seneca, reportedly wrote in an email in January 2017. As his finances descended into disarray and his assistants begged him to pay his mounting bills, the president's son lashed out, threatening to cut staff pay, take money from his daughter's educational savings, and complained about his alimony bills, the Daily Mail noted, adding. In October 2018, email from Hunter's accountant shows that by that year his tax debt had ballooned to an eye-watering $804,000, including $600,000 in personal taxes and $204,000 for one of his businesses that received money from Ukrainian gas company Burisma. It appears Hunter is not the only Biden with a distorted version of reality. In the few public comments Joe has made recently amid the fall to rock bottom by his son, his then-president-elect father blamed other people for his son's downfall. When announcing the feds were investigating Hunter for failing to pay taxes, Biden said last December he is deeply proud of his son who has fought through difficult challenges, including personal attacks of recent months, only to emerge stronger. During a softball interview earlier this month, Hunter told CBS News that the laptop certainly could be his, but he denied dropping it off at the repair shop.